Hello, I'm Mark Costello. I'm a lecturer or professor at the University of Auckland. There I teach ecology and especially marine ecology. Before that, I carried out research in freshwater ecology on fish, shrimps. But today I thought I would tell you about one of the problems that people hear about in the media a lot, algal blooms. Algal blooms can occur both in freshwater lakes, such as Lake Rotorua, but also in the sea. There are some common reasons why algal blooms occur, but really, it's all about the simple things that make plants grow. So algae, the algae we're talking about, are microscopic plants. They float around in the water, and they need the same things as all plants in the garden. They need enough light and enough food. Now the two main nutrients we get in the waters are phosphorus and nitrogen. What farmers put on the soil for the grass, all those fertilizers are good for plants in general. So if those fertilizers get washed off into the rivers and into the lakes, then there's plenty of food for the algae to grow, and they just keep on growing, and the color gets stronger and stronger and greener and greener. And if the algae can keep growing long enough, you start getting different algae growing. And sometimes you get toxic algae, which grow more slowly, but then they tend to take over because there's more food for them and there's maybe nothing eating them. Maybe there aren't enough small shrimps to eat this algae. And those toxic algae can poison animals that drink fresh water, or they can get into oysters or shellfish, and then people who eat those get poisoned. So estuaries are a perfect place for nutrients, because even naturally you've got lots of food. And the reason is that in the sea, nitrogen is usually the limited nutrient, but in fresh water, it's phosphorus that's the limited nutrient. So that's why we buy detergents and soaps that are low in phosphorus, so that we don't discharge extra phosphorus into the environment and allow plants to grow in the rivers and lakes. So there's plenty of phosphorus in the sea, but not enough nitrogen, and it's the opposite in freshwater. Where the freshwater and the seawater mix, you've got an abundance of both. So that's why in estuaries and harbours, you tend to get algal blooms all year round. So one of the common problems we get around urban areas is too many nutrients and food going into the water to feed the algae. Water isn't washed away quickly, so the algae are there a long time and keep on growing. Because the tide comes in and out, the water temperature is just right for algae. To sum up, for all these environmental reasons, the amount of food and light, the water temperature, and being able to stay in the estuary, the algae build up their population and sometimes form toxic algal blooms.